Brian, Wembley week, you come into it in great form. All the pressure last year, or it seemed everyone else was trying to put pressure on you because you hadn't won it. This year you've won it. Is it different this year?
Yeah, well, everybody's putting the pressure on us because we're supposed to win, so it is different. The pressure's there, and it's not so much pressure, it's expectancy. Everybody expects us to win, and I get that as well. You know, I think I'd lose credibility in, if I was to stand in front of him and say, well, you know, we've just got just as good a chance of winning this than anybody. So it's, I know there's an expectancy for us to do well, so but we're used to that expectancy. We're used to people expecting us to come up with the results. What happens outside of us, on the outside of what we do. Internally, we know we've got to do certain things to perform on game day. We've got to get the week's prep right. The whole journey down to London to stay in the hotel and the final couple of days training, we've got to get right and ultimately perform on game day. And if they're the things that you've got to focus on, not what's being written in the papers or what questions you get asked. And you know, you almost just put these to bed after we get the press done today. We'll put all the expectancy, if you like, to bed and start focusing on the real things will affect game day, which is preparation.
We saw a rare glimpse of emotion from Brian McDermott after you won last year.
Did you?
In the press room, we did, yeah.
I thought it was very dusty in there. I thought I had something in my eye, did I?
You might have done, yeah. I'm not going to tell you any different.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've won it now. I mean, you've been there as a player many times. You've been there as a coach many times. Is it still as special?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. It's... I've got to find a better way of trying to describe it because I keep saying, it's hard to describe. I think if you answer this many questions about it, it is just a fantastic place to be. And I'd argue that even if you've just gone there and lost, it's one of those life-changing experiences, you know, that, you know, to the occasion's big it's more than just yourself. It's about the club doing well, and you know what it means to other people. You know what it means to all the administrators and all the people that work in the offices, all the people that work in the shops and work in the kitchens, and all the fans that go there. You can see in their eyes what it means to them, and you realise it's just not about what you want; it's what the club wants to do. So, and then when you lose it, there are things to answer. All those people you've got to front up and say, "Look, we didn't get the job done, but trust in us, we'll try next year, and we got it done last year." So that's probably where that emotion came from last year, but I quickly add it in prep for it. You've got to be cold and clinical, and you're asking me are we emotional and how much are we enjoying the experience. I think it's not about whether we're enjoying it or not. We just know we've got a job to do. Starts today with the press that we do. Then we'll train a couple of days. Then we'll go down London. We've got to manage all that. And as I've said, if we can get our preparation something like it, it puts us closer to it.
New opponent on the big stage, OKR. It's been a long time between drinks for them. What do you make of them as a team?
In the cup, brilliant. What a brilliant journey that is, and I can take my Lee Dryno's hat off for a while and just look at it from a fan's point of view or a supporter of the game's point of view. It's fantastic out there. You know, there's been some Super League teams that have got to a Challenge Cup final, and on the journey there in the last 10 years, on the journey they've played an amateur team, a Championship team, one Super League team, and then, you know, another Super League team out of form type thing, and they get to a Challenge Cup final and win it, and nobody remembers the journey that they've had there. Now, Hull KR have played Catalans, Wigan and Warrington, you know, to get to a Challenge Cup final, so they're credible contenders. They've got as much right to win this as anybody, so it's we've got a healthy respect for them, and just the journey that they've been on, it makes for a great story, and I understand that. And from a spectacle point of view, one side's going to be blue and amber, and the other side is going to be red and white, isn't it? Which is, it'll be a great spectacle at Wembley. So it's going to be a fantastic occasion, and we've got a healthy respect for what can be a very, very dangerous Hull KR team.
You came to this event last year. You named your starting lineup. Are you in a position to do that this year?
I'm not. No, it's we went into last year's final with less injuries. We're going to miss Paul Ayton, who's out with a broken arm, Jamie Jones-Buchanan, who's got the snap knee, and Liam Sutcliffe, who's also got a snap knee, and they're all long-termers. And without them, we've become a lesser team than what we're capable of. But at the same time, you know, I think we're in good shakes, and you know, we're defending well and attacking well, and we've got a hunger about us to get some things done this year. But there's just going to be one or two people that I need to name on the bench over the next couple of days, and ultimately, those who don't make it, I need them to be the first, you know, obviously they need to be the first people that know that. So I'll probably name it about 15 blokes today, but I won't be able to name in the 17.
Is that a hard bit of your job? Because in a Super League ground, there's always next week.
It's hard for them. It's hard for the players. It's certainly hard for the players. I've got some experience in not being in the big teams and watching other people not being in the big teams, and there's no easy way of doing it. There's certainly wrong ways of doing it, but there's no absolute great way of doing it, which lessens the blow. So whoever it is I tell that's not in the team, I'm sure it'd be a heart-wrenching moment for him. But I'll hasten to add, it can make it as well, you know. And I do remember being stood next to, you know, one of the best players that's played our game, who was currently still playing, who was left out of a grand final team, and he quite often quotes that as a moment for him to, it spurred him on to become the best player he could be. He never wanted to have that feeling again. So you know, let's hope whoever has left out the team has a similar type of emotion.
And finally, for Brian McDermott to go back and win it again, will it be just as special the second time as the first time?
It'll be great for our club, for sure. You know, for again, for all the people that are involved. You know, the players and coaches take a lot of the credit, and rightly so, because, you know, we put a lot of effort in, and certainly the players put their bodies where it hurts. But then at the same time, you know, there's a lot of people creating a great environment at Leeds Rhinos. It's a fantastic club to work at. A lot of administrators and staff and support staff and cooks and cleaners and all sorts of people who just genuinely want you to do well. And last year when we won, and you went up and shook the hands of those people who just created that environment for us to work in and be the best we can be, and to shake their hands afterwards and see the joy in their faces, it's a very humbling experience, and it's something we'd like to do again.